This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The White House will end COVID-19 emergency declarations next week. That means people can no longer stay on Medicaid indefinitely. Colorado is sending out renewal packets for people to determine their eligibility. People have to return them or risk a lapse in coverage. CPR's Andrea Dukakis says some renewals are due as early as today.
The good news is the state has a safety net for its safety net. If folks find they've lost their Medicaid coverage when they end up in a doctor's office or at the hospital, they can still apply to renew.
And Medicaid coverage can be retroactive, but the state is urging people to submit their packets to avoid problems. The legislature has passed a bill that could lead to more speed cameras across the state. Proponents say they will help lower traffic speeds and save lives. A spokesman for Governor Polis says he will review the bill. The Colorado Commission on Judicial Discipline is asking for the public censure of a former presiding officer of the state Supreme Court. CPR's Lucretia Wembley.
The commission claims former Supreme Court Chief Justice Nathan Coates breached the standards of judicial conduct by awarding a multi-million dollar contract to a former employee, despite allegations of misconduct. The commission says Coates and the Supreme Court moved forward with the contract even after additional investigations were launched. The state Supreme Court has recused itself from hearing the case, and a selected group of judges from the Court of Appeals will instead review the matter. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
This is CPR News.